order on July 8th, 2025 at 607 in room 420 of the Drew Crowley Student Union. And then I will take roll, or Secretary Johnson, would you like to take roll?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep. All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Alrighty, President Agubot.
Present.
Vice President McNamara.
Present.
Director Dietrich.
Present.
Director Texan.
Present.
Director Oster.
Present.
Director Navarte.
Present.
Director Hess.
Present.
Director Sullivan.
Present.
Director Hellman.
Present.
Director Taylor.
Present.
Director Lee.
Present.
Quorum is present.
All right, thank you, Secretary Johnson. We acknowledge, and now we'll move on to the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nui, Nuwu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn in their territory. Now, is there any public comment at this time? Empty room. Thank you. Now we'll move on to reports of officers. And so I'll just go ahead and get started really quickly. So in terms of the homecoming parade, I'm just going to touch on a couple initiatives that we've been working on. In terms of homecoming parade, things are running smoothly. I've been in communication with Director Krentz about everything. Oh, and it seems like Director Krentz and Director Navarte are raising their hands. So for a few. Yes, wait, are you raising your hands for anything specific?
I wasn't called to enroll. Is that
okay. Just making sure.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
Like, I just want to be accommodating. I always want to be the most accommodating in terms of people on Zoom first. So I just want to check up on that. Sorry about that.
My apologies, yeah, Raylan. I'll get you for the record. I'll get you down. I'm sorry.
No worries. Also, I'm like 5 minutes out, so I will be there in like 5 minutes.
Okay. Take your time and be safe. Okay, just take your time, be safe. Don't worry about it. All right, so then in terms of the homecoming parade, we've been in communications with, we've been in communications with scheduling services, facilities, and parking services, and things seem to be moving well, and then so we'll keep you guys updating that. You may be getting an email about us reaching out for some assistance when it comes to certain components of the homecoming parade, and so just stay updated with that. That's just a small portion of my report. In addition to that, I just wanted to go mention that there were a couple of changes from the Center for Student Engagement. One of those changes is Jesse resigned, and I believe her last day was on June 30th. And so if you didn't have the chance to go say goodbye to Jessie, please make sure to go send her a message. She's still working at the university. She'll be over, I believe, at the medical school helping with recruitment and then media stuff. So she'll still be working at the university level. So if you ever want to reach out to her, go ahead, feel free to do so. I've already spoken with Director Krentz and Director Navarte, so the two people that she's directly overseeing, and they will now be advised by Sandy. And so guys, make sure to go volunteer as much as possible and go assist these two departments as much as possible as well. In terms of new things I want to go talk about, so there's going to be a student advisory board. This is also another initiative that we wanted to be able to start. So we create a meticulous outline of what the student advisory board is going to be looking like. I'll send that after this meeting. I'll be emailing you guys more information after we're done with the cabinet meeting, which will just be the general outline of the student advisory board. It's roughly 5 pages worth of information, and so please take the time to go read those 5 pages worth of information, because to a certain extent it does affect the directors. And then so I also want to mention that it will affect the place of cabinet members a little bit, and the way that you guys do your roles. And so, I mean, the entire point of the student advisory board is to get outside perspectives on AACUN, for AACUN to be able to see. And so I understand that for the most part, senators represent all the students. But also, as much as I love Senate, and they do their jobs really excellently when it comes to representing those colleges, and when it comes to the extra additional roles that they do, I also do believe that representation extends past your college affiliation. For example, we can have a biology student who's part of Kavner, but other things that also affect their perspective on campus and the way that they see things on campus is the fact that they're in intramural sports, the fact that they're in a multicultural Greek organization, or the fact that they live on the dorms, right? And so those are other things that shape a person's identity. And that's why we're creating a student advisory board, which takes all these different perspectives and lived experiences into one room. And so within that outline, you guys will see kind of the different groups that we're going to have for that student advisory board. For the most part, the obviously this is not something that every single president has to do. It's just going to be a president to president basis. And so I've spoken with AG, with Director Oster. I've spoken with Director Oster, and as of the moment, it seems like this doesn't have to be codified, since this will just be in the discretion of the president, and UTP's advisory boards exist to advise the president. And so once again, you could go look at the outline for the student advisory board a little bit more, but this is the way they'll directly affect you guys. Now, you guys don't need to come to their monthly meetings. That's not necessary, although we'll keep it open to everyone, and we'll continue to keep you guys updated. But this is how you guys will be affected. So during our initial meeting with them, we're going to share our mission statements and our goals with them, just so they could be informed of everything that we're working with, and then inform the people in the organizations and coalitions about that as well. And then anytime, these members will have you guys' direct contact information. I know that every single student technically has you guys' contact information, but I think they may be a little bit more eager and a little bit more passionate to speak with you guys, since they're directly now connected to ASU on the way, right? So they're going to reach out to you guys with questions and for help, for collaboration, for perspectives. And then also during these student advisory board meetings, we're going to have open discussion. And sometimes during that open discussion, I think it's two-pronged. One of the discussions will revolve around ASUN topics, and the second one will revolve around topics that are not not directly tied to ASUN. For example, if there's things about administration, if there's specific things about housing, now what's going to happen is DEA, Dietrich, and I will take that information and transfer that information to those outside entities. But if they have anything to discuss that has to do with ASUN, and they bring up something like, for example, campus wellness, then we'll send over that information to Director Hohman. If they bring something up like new student initiatives, will send that information over to DEO Texan and then Vice President McNamara. So it's just like if they ever bring up pertinent information relevant to your specific kind of field or practice, then we'll go email you guys with that information or send you guys like timestamps in the mean to be able to listen to. Now, what you guys choose to do with that information will be up to the discretion of the president, but also discretion of the director. For example, if an organization wants to go do yoga on the lawn, and then so that's kind of a little bit pertinent to campus wellness, you guys can either choose to collaborate with them on that project, or you could also perhaps just choose to refer them to the proper people to be able to put that event on. You guys could just be more of an assistance and a connector. And so there's like a lot of movement in the way that you choose to take the information. It's just really focused on gathering the information, getting their outside perspective, and also advising the president, and then seeing the discretion of kind of what every single individual director wants to do. So that's kind of how you guys will be how you guys' roles will change a little bit. I don't exactly think that's going to be too overwhelming. We're going to have these meetings once a month, but if it ever does, you could just speak to me as well and see what we could do with us to that. And this is a pilot program. We haven't done this since 2018. And so with that being said, there's going to be a lot of changes. If we see that things are working or not working, we could always go change them throughout it, because this is very much a pilot. And it really is just the way that our cabinet, of course, it'll be referred to as the President's Student Advisory Board, but I really see it as the Cabinet Student Advisory Board. So if you guys need changes or need additions, then you just let me know that as well. Any questions regarding the Student Advisory Board? All right, then you guys will be getting an email. Read those 5 pages. It's not that boring. I try not to be boring in my writing. I like to slip jokes in there every once in a while. There's Easter eggs in there too. And then the next thing I just want to go mention really quickly is your mission statement and goals. Don't hate me, guys, but then I'm going to need you to resend me the mission statement and goals. It was really hard, actually, to be able to find everything. Like, for example, if I'm looking through messages with certain people, I just started getting really confused on whether or not the original mission statement and goals that you sent to me were changed or updated or any changes. And so what I'm going to do, just to make it more simple for DEA, Dietrich, and I to be able to keep track of, I'm just going to send an email after this meeting that's requesting for everyone's mission statement and goals. And please just send it on that chain, and then so I'll be able to just take care of everything. And the reason why we're doing that, so once again, there are some people who sent me one before retreat and then one after retreat. There's some people who only sent me the one for retreat and just want to see if any changes made. It'll be easiest. And I really need them for a couple things. It's important because they'll be shared with the student advisory board during our initial meeting. They'll also be shared with Heather Speed, so the vice president of student services. She's really interested in all the things that we're doing. It's also going to be put on the website. I can't recall who made the suggestion that should be put on the website. Yes. All right. There you go. Thank you. Director Lee made the suggestion that should be put on the website. So we're going to work on getting that up as well. And then, so I'll just send an email. Please get that to me. Regarding that, I really don't have too much else to go report on. Sorry, I did take a big portion of time because the Joe does close at 7, so we'll be trying to wrap this up at 6:55. But any questions for me? All right, thank you guys. And then VP McNamara.
All right. So it's been a while since we had one of these, but let me think. So pause and play went really well. Sorry, everyone's like, sorry. Okay, pause and play went well. It was, I think it was a success. Nothing too noteworthy there. I think it went well, and that kind of sums it up. Orientation also been going relatively well. We've been back in the rooms pretty good, which I think is a step in the right direction. We've been pushing out all our Welcome Week events. Block Party, that's a big one. Naomi and I have been working on that pretty extensively. We're on the right track. We have it booked out for August 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. And we're in the process of getting quotes right now and kind of finalizing some details and then volunteer form. I'll be shooting that out soon. And then clubs and orgs director have somebody in contact with you regarding that. We're going to wait a little bit because I think if we send it to them now, it might lead their mind by the time it actually goes around. So we're going to give it some time on that. In other news, I've been talking with athletics and NSI about a possible Reno Aces Wolfpack night. I think that's exciting and could be a fun opportunity to, again, try to reach these new students. Wolfpack Radio has new candidates for their...
editor.
Yes, editor. It's called something different, but yes, they have candidates to fill that spot. Other than that, yeah, just kind of pushing through orientation, all the swags, and if you guys want to see it, it's in a bunch of boxes in my office, so...
Take some.
Pretty excited. Yeah, there's a lot of keychains, so if you guys want cute little keychains... I think that sums it up for me.
All right, then really quickly before we continue, I just wanted to mention something really fun. So this is a shout out to VP McNamara and then DEO Texan as well as Commissioner Dropbox, actually. So we were talking about today, I think you guys were on your fifth or sixth orientation session, and out of all the breakout rooms, ASU1's breakout room is the second most attended, right behind financial aid. And then so that I think that's pretty awesome. And a big part of it's also because people are very curious about clubs and organizations, and so I'll say that's also very special for clubs and orgs. And so round of applause for those two, please. Thank you for giving the round of applause. Thank you guys.
Yeah, any questions? Okay, yeah, we're good. Sorry, it's been a long day. I'm like losing my mind a little bit.
All right, and then DEA Dietrich.
Hello, everyone. Really wishing that I could be present in person, but happy to attend on Teams. I've had a busy couple of weeks. Oh, someone just dropped off. I don't know who it was.
You're gonna anyway. She's here.
Oh, God. Oh, wonderful. I've had a busy couple of weeks. I'm trying to get everything lined up with the internship program. I've been meeting with the internship coordination committee now. We've had 3 meetings, and I am very pleased with how everything is moving along, though I won't get too much into the internship since I do have an item on the agenda to give more in-depth background on what's been going on, but that's all running very smoothly. Other than that, it's some, I would say, more administrative work, so I've been working on getting the master calendar all ready via Outlook. I'll be showing you guys what it currently looks like, the Outlook version. It'll be a while until I think I can get the second, I'd say, more aesthetic version, simply because for many events that you guys gave, which is totally to be expected, at this time there aren't very many hard dates or hard timelines. So just putting that out there, but I'm sure excited to share with you all what I have going on right now. Other than that, trying to make sure that ASUN officers have what it is that they need, such as polos and name tags. So in the process of trying to get orders ready to go for that based on what everyone needs and trying to make sure that new officers are able to get those resources as well. Other than that, trying to get some of the ASUN technological things updated and ready to go. I was able to get, hopefully, everyone's alias is updated, though if it's not, please let me know, because we're on, I think, IT ticket number 3 right now. So if you do have a problem regarding that, I'd love to help you get that solved before the school year actually begins. So please let me know. And then getting the website updated in a few places where it needs to be updated. Lastly, Director Texan and I are just trying to get everyone's intro interviews done, which now that we're about to enter the school year, or closer to doing so than not, it's a pretty good time now that everyone has been at work for a few months. So we will be reaching out to everyone very soon about scheduling those, hoping to get those done at least by definitely like the end of August, maybe beginning of September, but certainly before the internship program kicks off. And I believe that is everything on my end. So if anyone has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Thank you. And then to you, Texan.
Perfect. So I'm reading my report off my phone. So basically, just been working on Block Party with VP McNamara and Reserve the Quad. And then we've been obviously getting quotes, as McNamara brought up before. And then I kind of just booked the photo booth and the food trucks as well. I'll be submitting the Inkblot work order later this week for marketing and stuff. I also got my EMS reservation system account to finally work after almost a year. That was a success this week. And then just been in contact with Senator Issa about the change and engage fair that's happening the first week of school, and seeing how executive branch can assist. And then today I attended a meeting with NRAP and NevadaCares with Director Homan about their fall semester events and how we can help out. We'll be meeting with them in Mobilize Recovery, which is kind of like the nationwide org they're working with for the event, next Tuesday about the event, and seeing how we can get more student input. Also, I counted all the polos we have in the office and sent those numbers to Director Dietrich to help with ordering polos, and then have been assisting with orientation still, and those have been going really well. And then also attending scheduling services meeting with President Ogbot tomorrow at the homecoming parade, seeing how that's going to work out. And then I'm going to continue working on Block Party Impact Family Business with VP McNamara. And then for the introduction meetings, I'll be sending out bookings link. It's a work in progress, guys. I'm figuring it out. And then those will be with me and Dr. Dietrich, and I'll be sending out that link later this week. So keep an eye out for that.
Thank you. And then Dr. Oster.
Yeah, so yesterday we started the audit on the stats for the GovOps team. So there's just a lot of structural and grammatical errors that we were just kind of working with. And then I got a chance to review the new bill that will be presented to the Senate tomorrow. I'm super excited to see if that, when that goes through, so I can start dealing with ACLU standard meeting procedures instead of Nevada open meeting law.
And Director Barton.
Hi, you guys. So I do have my training session with my department this Saturday, July 12 at 1 p.m. I recently created the draft for the IDEA grant to help support students' engagement and highlight the department's values. On the same day of training at 9 a.m., I will be meeting via Zoom with the Filipino Club to discuss plans for the upcoming Filipino Festival. Additionally, I have a meeting scheduled with Director Krenz this Friday to explore a potential program collaboration. Is that how you say it, Director Krenz? I'm so sorry if I get it wrong. And lastly, I met with the counseling services today to discuss a possible collaboration and support from them. That's it.
And then Director Hess.
Hi guys. So basically my main priority has been club renewal and recognition. It's running relatively smoothly, so I've mostly been assisting my AP Quora with renewal, making sure that clubs understand the process, and then any changes that we have to the club funding process that exists this upcoming year. I've also had a few clubs reach out to me regarding tabling opportunities, so they definitely want to get out there and meet new students. So if you guys have any events that clubs can table at, please reach out. I know VP McNamara mentioned one. I'm also in the process of setting up a meeting with Dylan to discuss the Passion Fund. Our goal is to have that funding available to students before the start of the school year, so that's a priority for me as well. And then I'm also having a meeting with my assistant director to set up training for my commissioners, and then making sure that we have all the details hammered out for a fall club fair. It's going to take place on August 28th, so if you guys can help set up the tables or attend, please be there. Thank you.
And Director Prince.
Hi guys, sorry I was a little late today. Time crunch, a little too warm. But so far, I've finished by really assisting my programmers with helping them plan for those Welcome Week events, especially we're bringing back Taste of Reno, and especially with Programmer DeForno's new event, the GoPack Festival. So I'm really excited for that. On top of that, like Director DeVarche said, we're going to be having a meeting this Friday, just talking about some potential like collaborative events that we can be doing. Kind of the main one that we're kind of looking at right now is going to be the Urban Event and Pride Festival. So I know that was really successful last year, so we're looking to bring that one back. On top of that, I've kind of been getting more into contact with the MGC Multicultural Group Councils, especially helping them kind of
be a little more present within our local league this week, this upcoming year. So I've kind of been this weird effort for that. I know they don't have much of a council right now, so that's kind of hard. But I also am conducting interviews for that last furthermore position that I have. So I have two interviews, so I'm hoping that they will get back to me in the next 2 weeks. So, yeah.
Thank you. And then Director Sullivan.
Hi, everyone. I don't have, like, a ton, but just a little update about, like, the ASUN, like, recap post. I'm just gonna, like, combine it all into one, like, general, like, summer post because only two people replied to my May recap form, and so I couldn't do a May recap when I only had, like, a recap from, like, two departments. So I'll send out... Well, I don't know if you guys think it'd be more helpful for me to do one for, like, June, and then you could fill it out, and then, like, another one for July and fill it out, or if you would rather I just send one out kind of towards, like, right before school starts to post. What do you think?
Anyone can talk.
I think the overall summer would be better, because, yeah, like, you don't have a lot going on right now. I mean, we do kind of, like, orientation and stuff, but nothing like huge
on the internet.
It's like,
yeah, I agree.
Instagram.
Yeah. And Kennedy says right before school on the record. Anyone else have?
I agree. I mean,
it's just mostly meetings for us right now. It's just kind of going to be boring for them to just like,
oh,
whatever, the next XYZ. Yeah. Just a list of meetings, right?
Take a selfie at every meeting.
Yeah. It's like taking photos of orientation because I'm like, this looks good for a photo dump, I guess. It's just like a ton of people's heads and stuff.
All right, so I guess it seems pretty unanimous that we just prefer probably before.
And so what's the timeline of when you want to get that? Because we should probably do maybe before Nevada Fit and before Welcome Week starts, right? And then so we could at least get that rolling. So what's your challenges?
Yeah, I'll probably just do like... Well, I'm going to do early August so that it can hopefully be done by the middle of August so people have, like, 2 weeks to fill it out. But then, like, please actually fill this one out, guys. Like, I checked the response, and it was only two responses, and I was like, this is, like, one of my main pillars. Like, I was...
Hey, just, yeah, call us out.
That's really sad.
We'll have four of these meetings. Just call us out.
Okay. You're like, I know you did X, Y, Z, or that. I know you did for a fact. Let's see, call us out a little bit.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, but then other than that, I just kind of wanted to let everyone know that Inkblot is trying to cut back on printed materials. So this specifically just means, like, stickers, because I think those are the big ones. So the way that they're going to have it is, like, large-scale events, like Welcome Back Week, you get a sticker for every day. But if it's, like, another kind of, like, week-long events, you'll just get, like, one sticker for the week. And then you can do, like, a department sticker, but really just, like, try to be mindful about the amount of stickers you're ordering. I know in the past that I've been guilty of this. Like, I've ordered, like, 200 stickers, and then, like, I still have, like, 150 stickers by the end of the year. So really just try to be, like, mindful. Like, I guess, like, programming, this doesn't really apply to you because, like, people, I mean, those are just, like, huge events. But other than that, just, like, really – try to be mindful with those work orders. And, like, I'll say that during one of my, like, marketing meetings with all the different marketing chairs. But, like, I just want to say it here, too. And then this is also my formal apology for not having the retreat photos done. I was out of town, and then I forgot the password to my laptop, and so I couldn't get into it, and then Photoshop got messed up. Now I can't find my photo adapter, so I just wanted to literally say right here that I am so sorry that those photos aren't done. Like, I'm genuinely so sorry. I feel bad, like, every night. I'm like, oh my, those photos aren't done. I'm so sorry. And then my other kind of thing I wanted to say was right now I'm kind of, like, being trained on, like, what accessibility looks like in marketing. So I know one of you is waiting for me to post something, but I sent it. And, like, I have to Okay, so I have, like, a little marketing group with, like, Inkblot, and we kind of, like, send, like, oh, this is about to get posted, and I send that, and I was like, oh, can we post this? And they were like, no, it's not accessible. So right now, I'm, like, learning what that means, and then I'm going to have my assistant director also learn what that means and then push it out into the marketing groups. But if you're waiting for something to be posted that, like, you made or somebody in your department made, it's probably just because it is inaccessible. So that just has to be, like, edited and fixed. But other than that, that's anything. And if you have any questions, just let me know or reach out to me.
Thank you. And then don't get nightmares over the retreat photos, please. You're good. I think you have more fish to fry. Figure out the password to your laptop, so you're totally good. Don't apologize for that. So you're good. And then we'll get those. We'll make sure you go get those photos out. So thank you very much. And then I guess that's a pretty good message. And so, directors, I know that Jules had reached out to you guys and then asked for your marketing people within your departments. And so just let them know to continue checking their messages that Jules sends out, because she'll be sending out a lot of important information regarding accessibility and then regarding all the meetings and stuff. So just make sure that Jules is supported regarding that matter. All right. Any questions? Okay. And then Director Homan.
Yeah. Hi guys. I've been working on just like a few little things here and there. I updated one of the pamphlets we have that we usually give out, like, during the benefit and stuff like that. It's basically just a pamphlet with, like, all of our wellness resources, which is really great for freshmen since they don't really know anything about anything. So I've updated that, so hopefully we'll get some more of those pamphlets since we did run out. And then what else have we been working on? I did also meet with NRAP with Dr. Tessman today. And then I've also just been meeting all the resources that kind of that. Last Senate meeting, but I also shared a calendar with them, and I think I also shared it with Director Beatrick and President Agabat. So you guys have access to not only what my department's doing, but also what all the other wellness resources have planned, since I gave them access to put on their events and stuff like that. Other than that, have been moving forward with Safety Week. We have 3 days, kind of, we know what we're going to do. So we're just moving on to, like, reserving spaces and stuff like that now.
All right, any questions? And then Director Taylor.
Okay, hello everyone. I hope you all are doing well. I'm having major FOMO, to be honest. Being in Vegas and not being in Reno. Reno summer looks so fun. And I'm sad I was in a retreat too. That also gave me FOMO. So overall, just missing out. But as for government affairs, we are doing well. I just had a meeting previously with Advocacy Director Casey. For those of you who don't know, traditionally the Advocacy Director role during a legislative off season traditionally kind of takes a step back, and that's not the direction I want to take this year. So we did a lot of brainstorming about what Advocacy Director Casey could do within his position, and also just kind of like giving him the groundwork to take what the staff says and run. I really want him to be out there in the community and hearing what our students are struggling with so that we can move forward and do better by our students for our students. I also have a meeting set up with Policy Director Atencio. That way we can go over the legislative digest, which is something that is a short-term goal that I submitted to Carmina for my department. This is basically breaking down the legislative session into a digestible format for not only officers, but for students to kind of see what happened. Not gonna lie, the legislative digest will probably be done during the summer, but I really want to be in person to present it to the Senate, just because I do think that way it's easier if they have questions for me that I can be in person. And I also feel like this is something that is kind of special for our department. I'm really proud of, and I kind of just want to be in person to celebrate that, to be honest. And then I also have a projects director now. I'm very excited about that. So we can start moving forward with our week-long event week about civic engagement. and just overall learning the democratic process. We're going into midterms elections, and even though Nevada isn't having an election, I still think it's really important for people to understand kind of what that looks like and means, as well as like our federal climate and everything that's going on. The Senate could flip, and I think that's something our students should be educated on. And so we'll be going over events and different schedules our department has so that we can be present as a department when we're having events and not just hosting an event with one person sitting at the table. I don't really want to do that. And so, yeah, we are moving slow but steady, having a great summer, and I hope you guys are too.
Great. Thank you, Director Taylor. And then Director Lee.
Hi, everybody. I hope you guys have been doing well. So for the most part, I've just been meeting with my assistant director, going over potential, well, future events pretty much, and just preparing, especially for those farmers markets. We're planning on having them hopefully at least once a month in September, October, and November. So just starting to reach out to potential community members to participate. We also met with Senator Saporito for the food insecurity and accessibility standing committee, just talking to them, seeing how we can support, just getting a little bit more information on who they are and whatnot. And then I've also been talking with Senator Kitsch for the Honors Fit. She reached out to table at one of their events. You know, we want to particularly talk about SNF, just because honor students might be a little bit more inclined to taking something like this on. So just kind of getting that word out there. And then also met with Senator Levy and the sustainability manager, discussing a potential sustainability fee. I also met with the sustainability manager at UNLV, and so we're they're going to be kind of working together, like amongst NSHE for that kind of fee, to see how that kind of looks, and just talking with them, learning about how they kind of do things over there. They've been, you know, doing things for like 30 years, so just kind of adopting those kinds of things would be very beneficial, at least with this fee especially. So that's about it.
Thank you. And so that concludes the portion of reports. And so thank you, everyone. I'm glad that everyone's really capitalizing on the summer. So of course, I mean, it's really important to have the students on campus, but I think summer is special because we're not actively putting out fires while we're trying to kind of create, I don't know, like a wooden building. So we're just trying. I would say I think summer is a really good time for us to go work on things. And so I'm really glad that everyone's moving through with everything. So of course we only have roughly 20 minutes before this meeting has to go conclude simply because the Joe is going to be closing and certain public location will be closed down. And so I'm going to go jump around a little bit. I think our main priorities are Director Dietrich talking about the ACE when master calendar a little bit, and then I'll talk a little bit about establishing future cabinet meetings, and then Director Dietrich if you want to give internship updates as well, and then we'll conclude with doing kind of a debrief for ACE and retreat. And then so Director Dietrich, do you want to cover any internship details, and would you like to cover things about the calendar as well?
We're just going to go one fell swoop?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Secretary Johnson, I'm making a pain to keep track of the notes, but yes, please.
I don't have the agenda in front of me. What item is that jumping down to if I start with agenda? Internship.
Two, old business, A, ACO master calendar.
Okay, cool. Just trying to make the secretary's life a little bit easier.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I just put this, luckily had this ready to go in the chat. So I just sent something to the chat. I can also put it in the PresCab group chat, but it's just the important dates that I've kind of decided for the internship program. So I know not everyone can see them right now, but applications are going to open this upcoming Monday on July 14th. Programming in clubs and organizations will close first on Friday, August 15th. There will be a final close for the application on September 18th. Interviews will happen the week of September 22nd to September 27th. The fight to the death happens on 28th, and acceptances will be sent out on that Monday, which is the 29th, and we're planning for orientation on October 11th. To be honest, everything is going very smoothly. We're getting a steady amount of interest according to the interest form that people have access to during orientation. We're averaging roughly 5 people who fill out the form every orientation, which is not that bad. So we're currently at 25. As long as we hit kind of 45-ish, which I think is very possible. Within the next month before orientation stops, then I'm feeling good about it because that's how we got how many we got last year. And with that said, the application is completed. It's locked in, so it's ready to go. We're going to be using pretty much the same marketing as we did last year, other than a new caption. So that's also set up to go on next Monday. So everything is going very smoothly with the internship program. Are there any questions that I can address specifically when it comes to the internship program from last year or this year?
I was going to ask, would she look into extending the deadline for applications if we don't get enough?
Who said that? I just can't see you. I'm sorry.
Director Hess, for the record.
Yes, definitely. It's kind of a play it by ear type of situation, though I'll tell you it really is not going to be a problem, considering that clubs and organizations is by far the most popular program at the moment. So I wouldn't be too concerned about it, but in the event that you are struggling with it, we can definitely have a conversation.
And then clubs and orgs and programming do theirs. They select their interns beforehand too, so.
Yes, they also have priority when it comes to interns, though of course like their selections have to be vetted just for consistency purposes, but other than that, they get them ahead of time. And I see Kennedy's hand.
I don't know if you answered this and I totally missed it, but when will the ASUN internship be posted on Instagram for us, like, send out to incoming freshmen we know are interested?
So the initial post actually goes up on this next Monday, so July 14th, with the general information. It literally is the same marketing from last year because I'm a big proponent of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But starting that next Friday, so not this Friday, but the next Friday, the program highlights starts. So every Friday until all the programs are done, there will be a new program that is featured just like last year, if that answers your question.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Right, and Director Dietrich, could you touch on the ASUN Master Calendar? I know we touched on it briefly, but is there anything else you want to add?
Yes, I will share the master calendar. I just remembered this is kind of a PSA for when it comes to the internship program. I did have a conversation with an officer from a specific department wanting to create a flyer, like a physical flyer, to advertise their program. I am totally fine with programs having complete and total creativity when it comes to the social media content that will be featured. But we are going to be streamlining like any physical content just into the general internship marketing to avoid any confusion, just because when people see a physical form, they will assume that it's like a separate thing. So just putting that out there. But with that said, I'll jump back up in the agenda. I don't know the agenda item, but to the master calendar. Okay. Okay, I hope that people can see this.
Yeah, you're good.
This is pretty much just what it looks like. Okay.
We got a month that's not July.
Wait. Okay, there we go. This is what it looks like just on the month view. So simple tabs, when you click on an event, it's labeled specifically who sent that in. So programming for these, well, of course, programming does make up the bulk of the calendar for us. But for example, here's Idea with Voices of the Land. So I have sent everyone edit access to this calendar. So everyone should be able to edit it. Because obviously a lot of these events are lacking specific information, like a time, if you guys could help me out in when certain dates and times are decided to just go in and make those necessary changes or send them kind of to me in a big batch that I can update all at once, that would be greatly helpful. But these are pretty much the mock-up of the dates. This is everyone with the exception of PR, clubs and orgs, and gov affairs, because I do not have yours. But I sent this to you, Carmina. Does Jules need one? a calendar?
Do you feel the need to have a calendar or like any special dates for campus and public relations, like any public events or anything like that?
Honestly, no. I want to do like a few tabling events, but like I wouldn't say they're going to be big enough events to need to be on the calendar. Like, it's just kind of be like surveys and stuff like that.
Right. When you do come up with those dates, though, just add them just in case you need volunteers and stuff, because I know AAC and officers are always curious to get involved in those things. So I know that since they are a little bit smaller, if you guys come up with smaller events like throughout the entire semester or anything like that, just add it on there manually, just so people are in the loop, because this will also, every single person in the association is going to go have access to this calendar. And so Senate will have access to it, the Judicial Department, and then all of you guys, the subsidiary staff, will also have access to it. And really, we just need to get to the root of why we're doing calendar. I know that some people may be confused in why we're doing it, but DEA Dietrich is hoping to use this calendar to make sure that every single person is on the same page. If we are doing two events in one day, we could coordinate with each other and how we're going to go staff these events or help. But it's not just about that. I mean, during AA Student Retreat, something that everyone kept talking about was that they want to be able to collaborate. And I think that this is a really great vessel for collaboration. Again, senators could just turn this on and see what kind of outreach they need, and they'll see when the events are and what's taking place. And then maybe Director Homan's looking through the calendar and she sees something that wellness could be involved in. And then so she'll reach out to Director Texan or something along the lines of that. And so really the entire purpose of this is supposed to be collaboration. It's supposed to also be helping us get volunteers for events. It's supposed to be making sure that AAC1's a lot more cohesive. And so thank you, DEA Dietrich, for putting this together, because I think it's really incredible feat for us to all just be on the same page. And then you could do something as easy as turn on a calendar and turn off a calendar just to be able to see all those dates. And so that's really the importance of this. If we're preaching collaboration, this is really where it starts.
Yeah, and thank you for the shout out, Karina. This is everything with the exception of those departments that I did mention. However, if there wasn't a specific date for something, I didn't want to block out like an entire week for kind of like a rough estimate unless it was a specified week. For example, here, like safety week, there are a couple events that are not on here just because it said like some type in September. But again, you guys all have edit access to be able to put those events in there, or again, send them to me in a batch. But for the moment, for us going into the school year, I think this does help us keep organized, and I think it looks pretty good.
All right, well, thank you. And then we could probably just send it out again after the meeting too. Now that's on everyone's radar. And then so we could go and all take a look at it. So thank you very much. And since we only have 12 minutes left, I'm just going to go. I'm sure I'll just touch on this really quickly. So now I'm on new business, I believe, item A, and so it's just going to be establishing future cabinet meetings. Just want to really quickly mention that I'm hoping to do bi-weekly cabinet meetings during the semester, and then I think by the first or second month we'll be able to catch a vibe if that's like way too much or something along the lines of that, and so you might want to try weekly. But again, we're just going to go experiment on this a little bit, because I think it's super important for us all just to be in the same exact room with one another, and just talking with each other, communicating. And then so DA Dietrich and I will be sending out one to meet soon, so you guys all have your class schedules. And then with that said, I'm guessing that you guys also have your work schedules kind of figured out at this point too, and so we'll be sending out that one to meet. We have a little bit more space for movement because the CSC doesn't close until later into the day, and then the Joe doesn't close until later today as well. And so what will these meetings look like? So of course we'll have some agenda items, but it's always like hard. There are going to be moments where we're not exactly having the most busy week, like for example Senate has this as well, where their agenda items are very short and brief. But then I think reports are very important, because I know that we all give reports during Senate, but then it's very special when it's like kind of this group of leadership asking those big hard questions in this table, or just asking how we could help in a more personal setting. And then we'll also be really sitting on the business item of upcoming executive branch ideas. And then so it's just going to be a lot of open discussion, open deliberation. So I think they'll also be very helpful. So even if there's like not a lot of agenda items, there's still going to be a lot of conversation taking place in that kind of upcoming executive branch ideas, which is a little bit more freeing for us to be able to discuss. So this will just allow us to ask questions, open space for collaboration. And it's an opportunity for us to engage with each other frequently and then request us to pass on information to other people as well. And so with that said, I'll leave it to Director Texan for the last 10 minutes to just go talk about retreat. And really, before we start that, can we just give Director Texan a round of applause for a really awesome. Great.
Right. So I'm just going to go through what people submitted on the form just so we don't get redundant with things. But mostly what people said is best part retreat was just more free time, stuff like that, spending on the campus, karaoke, of course. And then one said best part of retreat was learning from different branches of the association, seeing the creativity of their respective directors, and then just the energy and being able to have those interactions set a good foot for the start of the session, stuff like that, which I think was really well. Just for part to improve, it's mainly just having more breaks between things, which I think we tried our best this year in trying to not have presentations go too late into the day, but just pretty much just more breaks, and then just how harsh the schedule was for people in Vegas. Thank you guys for being troopers with that. I fear it was literally the only option, if I'm being entirely honest, because I looked at flights and it said, oh, this is the only option for your flight, and then I looked at the when they would leave and it was also the only option unless they wanted to stay here till 9 p.m. So we worked with what we had. So I understand that, and I felt really bad.
But we'll try harder next year.
Yeah.
Whoever's in this will put in their box if they need to.
Yeah. And then presentations and activities, based like the different departments and branches, the CSE goals, and then CSE services, and then goals from each department, and then also people brought up the roles of advisors presentation, which they liked as well. And then Inkblot, people said it's mostly balanced, but it could use a little bit more free time, which I think is going to be the answer every time.
We could give them the whole day off.
Yeah, exactly. And then they just connected ideas to make the walk/hike longer, because then we can make it to a public beach, but we aren't allowed to go swimming. So
it's challenging to put them in a beach and you can't go in.
Exactly. Just have them stand there. I was like, I'm trying to be considerate here. I'm not even trying to get too close to it so it's not teasing you. Yeah, so there's that. And then someone just connected an idea that they did with their sorority as a bonding activity. And then they just said to another part that they said improve on was just bondings put together by pro staff, just because they felt like the personal time is more beneficial than the professional stuff.
We promise we'll be out of the real time.
So after 7, we'll be close the door.
Of course, yeah.
If you guys want to continue, you can continue and be basically out
of this. Of course. All right, sounds good. Then we will be out here. We'll work if we get out 59.
6:59.
Right at
6:59. Yeah, fine. You can also take the elevator because we closed the staircase already.
Okay, yes. All right, totally. All right.
Okay. Yeah, and then other improvements, they said having later start times, which is kind of difficult with how much material we have to go over. But yeah, that's it. Any other notes that people have?
Well, I just have a note, and it's honestly just thank you to all of you guys. So Ethan and I, we went to Cracker Barrel after retreat just because I just really want to eat something greasy, honestly. And you're just kind of thinking about all the great things that happened, what our favorite part was, and what the best part of retreat was. And then both of us came to the same conclusion that the best part of retreat was our directors. And you guys did a really amazing job setting the proper tone for your departments. I know retreat is usually very long. People are usually very grumpy when it comes to retreat. But then I think you guys got up there. You told your subsidiary staff that they get equally as much as to it, and then several really walked in there with a really great attitude and a really great approach. As I've been saying since the beginning, your team is going to follow whatever attitude, whatever approach, whatever perspective you choose to adopt, and I think they followed that attitude, so thank you guys very much for having a great attitude. You guys came in with positive thoughts, a learning mindset, and definitely willingness to grow and to learn about new things, and they followed that attitude. And then also your department presentations were super fun and engaging. Whether came to Director Taylor, Izzy did an incredible job facilitating those conversations, and people were able to learn a lot about facilitating those conversations. Sephora, that was really awesome, the special activity that you had. You got people running. You got people's competitive spirit going. I was scared that Matt was going to go tear his ACL again based on how fast he was running. And then I'd say Director Holman, too. I think your presentation was the perfect timing when all of us were kind of getting a little burnt out with all the presentations and a very busy weekend. And every single person in here, you guys did an incredible job. And something that I really just enjoyed watching, it was seeing the ASUM veterans versus the interns who just recently became officers. The dichotomy couldn't be more stark, but at the same time, it couldn't be more pleasing to be able to watch. All the ASUM veterans were passing on their knowledge about the association, but not in a negative way. They're not saying, oh, this drama happened, this happened in the past, or that there's this lingering baggage that you guys need to go watch out for. They're talking about the positive things that make the association so important. They talked about the struggles, but not just about the struggles. They also attached their piece of advice on how everyone can learn, how everyone can grow together, and then kind of taking away that learning curve. And it was really great to see all the former interns, and then actually shout out to AG Oster, who is one of them. But then they came in with really bright and excited eyes, just looking at the association from a fresh perspective and a fresh lens. And they're very excited to be part of this association. And so it's great. It's incredible. And thank you guys very much. But as I said, it's a train. AAC1's a train. So our director checks, and we'll get to you in a second. Yeah, yeah. AAC1's a train. And then the thing is, it slows down sometimes, it speeds up. Sometimes it slows down, speeds up in terms of events, in terms of initiatives, in terms of whatever, but then keeps that train moving. And then that's about intentionality. So, yeah.
And then the other thing people highlighted a lot was the outside activities. So people that took over the like outdoor activities, thank you very much, because I know I brought that on you guys like a couple weeks before. But I think those are really successful and allow people to get a little bit of break from constantly sitting in that room, because I feel bad shoving them in that room. So.
Yeah, I know VP McNamara, for the record. I know we only have like 2 minutes, but I feel like a big thing in AC1 is morale and walking into the office and being excited to do work, right? And even more so with retreat, you learn a lot of great stuff there. But I feel like the biggest thing is how you walk out of, like, you and our Lake Tahoe. And I think we all walked out with our shoulders back and our heads high. So I think it went really well. But
thank you guys. Seriously, thank you. I know that like I kind of dipped off right after retreat. I was gone for like two, three weeks. And then like I have not been able to express my gratitude to all of you guys enough. So, and then DEA Texan, DEO Texan, and then DEA Dietrich, thank you very much. And then every single person played a role in assisting the facilitation of the execution retreat. Like, for example, Director Krentz, you did yoga for us, right? Yeah. Director Hess, you were helping us set up and pack up things. And Caleb, honestly, thank you. We were making him push around like a 500-pound cart with no help, no assistance. And like there was mustard falling, papers falling, luggage falling, and he was a serious trooper. So seriously, every single person contributed. Candy, you should be so proud of your staff doing an incredible job. They're really incredible. So yeah, thank you very much, everyone. And I'll be seeing everyone soon tomorrow during Center probably. And then that said, yeah. Okay. And then there's missing agenda items, but, you know, we're in a hurry. They already knocked on the door, so we'll continue that next time. Oh, adjourn. Oh, I adjourned this meeting at 6:58 p.m. on July 8th at the Joe Crowley Student Aging Room 420. Thank you.